In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Today is Preston Porter Jr. Day in Colorado. The governor dedicated it over the weekend. Porter was lynched on this day in 1900. He was 15 years old. Police in Denver tortured him, trying to get him to confess to a crime. And then a white mob near Lyman brutally murdered him. No one was ever charged in his death. A memorial to Porter's lynching went up in Denver last month. 120 years later. Colorado hospitals are preparing for a surge of COVID-19 patients after weeks of rapidly rising case counts. Jeffrey Sankoff is an emergency doctor in Denver. For the metro area, he's not only worried about hospital capacity.
We have an incredible shortage of staff. And that shortage of staff means that even though there are physically beds available, those beds can't be filled with patients because there's not adequate staff.
He says that's due to general nursing shortages and medical workers who have gotten sick or need to care for their family during the pandemic. Tighter restrictions in Chaffee County go into effect today to help stem the spread of COVID-19. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
The county's coronavirus cases stand at a two-week incident rate of 319 per 100,000 people as of this past weekend. That's in part due to an outbreak at Buena Vista Correctional Complex. County Public Health Director Andrea Carlstrom says she's encouraging people to think of the community when making choices to get together with people over the next few weeks.
That's the tough part, to know that there are still people dying from this virus. And if we could just hold strong for a little bit longer, then we have the chance to actually save lives.
The county's mitigation plan includes 25% capacity for places of worship, as well as indoor and outdoor events. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
And coming up, we'll have a conversation between Elena and the director of student health at CSU Pueblo about how to handle the emotional stress of the pandemic. That story in less than 10 minutes. Well, it's sunny and 65 degrees in Denver, 68 in Pueblo, 52 in Dinosaur. You're listening to CPR News.